No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis, and RV Tom rounding out the crew with us today as we attempt to navigate the latest aviation news and information on Just Plain Radio. Coming up a little bit later on, we hope to connect with Gene Conrad, the big kahuna behind Sun and Fun. I mean, here we are, a little over a couple weeks away, and we're going to be smack dab in the middle of the spring break of aviation. And we plan to do at least three shows from the event, if not four, that'll air throughout April and into May even. So make sure you plan accordingly from that. But like I said, we hope to connect with Gene on today's show to get a little last-minute preview for the festivities at Sun and Fun. 52, and it's red, white, and blue. Something like that is the slogan. Very patriotic year for the big event, and we'll find out from Gene if things go well. I know we got our plans. Dennis has the RV gassed up, and RV Tom, I don't know. Are you taking your RV there too, I guess, right? We'll have two RVs there from our crew. Is that right, RV Tom?
I'm going to be there, but I will be in my RV as in motorhome because I'm going to be working at the Velocity booth all week, so I need to bring some banners and stuff like that to help out with the booth. So,
right.
And plus I want a comfortable place to sleep at nighttime.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fact that your van's RV doesn't have room for the mixer, right?
That's
this
right.
This is true. The margarita mixer.
Well, the Mamsker margaritas. Yeah. You have stocked up on limes and tequila, I assume already. Right. Haven't you?
Actually, I bought 2 1.75 bottles of tequila yesterday.
Sweet.
Some key lime pie. I'm all set. I'm ready.
Well, see, neither Dennis or Tom are flying, so we can drink more Mamsker margaritas, I think. That's only fair. Right, Dennis?
Don't you think? Absolutely fair.
Yeah. We got to take advantage of it. But, your RV is all gassed up, which will be Just Plain Radio headquarters at Sun and Fun. We're going to in a slightly different location, but still, we're going to be right there in the middle of everything, right, Dennis?
We'll actually be closer to Tom this time. It'll be almost straight across instead of having to go halfway around the campground.
Okay, well, that's...
So, stumbling back home from his campsite after a Mamsher margarita will be a lot safer.
Right. Is that true, Tom? What do you think?
I think it's a very strong possibility.
You're going to have the dogs with you, so they can, lead us back to our campsite.
That's all right. Well, I'll just put a set of beacon on top of them. We just followed a beacon back. We're going to get you home. Anyway, I'll be over there at Charlie 12, so that's where I'll be setting up at. So in reference to where you'll be, it should be a short walk.
Yes. What do you have on your agenda, RV Tom, as far as, you mentioned you're going to be working with Velocity. And what, helping them out in their booth at Sun and Fun? Is that the thing?
Yep.
Is that
I'll be there. I'll be there Tuesday through Saturday helping out with the booth. And I'll also be looking around. But I'm going to, the owner of Velocity, Dwayne and Bonnie, just most the nicest, wonderful people I've ever met. I like helping them out now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get compensated for anything like that. But I just like being at the booth and being around all these that positive energy that they have. So I'll be there all week.
Right. But do you have your eyes set on hey, I got to go check out this new piece of gear that I know is going to show, or do you got any other agenda on a personal note for your RV aircraft, for instance, maybe, or you'll just kind of, I don't know, window shop?
Just window shop. Actually, yeah. Like I said on the last episode with you guys, I just finished an annual, slash conditional with the airplane. New brakes, new tires all the way around, a new battery, new brake lines. So I'm getting the prop balance this Saturday, so I'll be all set to go. So I'm pretty happy with the way the airplane is right now, avionics-wise, motor-wise, magneto-wise. It doesn't need anything, so I'm ready to go.
Well, last time we were speaking with you, you were going through this whole kind of checklist of things you were doing to get the plane back up in the air. Has it been back up in the air yet, or you're still doing some final touches before you start flying it again?
did some final touch. I'm putting the interior back into it. There's a little improvements here and there on the interior. And I, like I said, I found a good size nick in my props. I filed that all down and everything. And so just to be sure, when I start up, I feel a little bit of vibration, which I didn't notice before.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I just didn't look at it. But anyway, I'm feeling
And then you found the nick by just doing your walk around?
Doing the inspection, I went through the prop. That's when I found the nick.
You're feeling your fingers along the edge of the blade and go, oh, crap. Was it one of those moments kind of deal or like, okay.
Actually, it was very much feel, but I didn't use the word crap. But
yes, yeah, it's pretty close. I cleaned it up for
you. Made a blood sacrifice, in other words, so it was pretty bad.
Yes, I did.
Do you have any idea how it happened or when it happened? Or you just noticed a little vibration?
Either taxiing somewhere, I either picked up a stone or some kind of debris or something from the taxiway. Right. So I filed it down, and the AMP came over and looked it over and said, it's good to go. But he said, you maybe might want to get balanced. So I've never had the airplane balanced.
Yeah.
And I talked to Dennis, actually, and you said you noticed when you had yours balanced, you noticed a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, it was much smoother, right?
The biggest difference was the fact that I had sent the prop out for overhaul, and they found when they took it all apart that there was 96 grams of weight added to one blade to make it balanced. So the two blades were very much out of balance to begin with, and then they were adding weights to make it better. Hmm. So the shop actually took the time and effort to basically profile the blades in such a manner that they were close to exactly the same weight before they ever had to go and put any, you know, actual weights on them to get them to balance out. So then we did the dynamic balancing, which is the second phase of it. And that's where you match, you know, you get the prop installed on the engine and you're checking for all vibration, both from the pistons and the crank and all of that kind of stuff. And we were able to dial that in very, very fine with a single adjustment.
With a single adjustment to what? To the prop, or what do you mean?
Yep. We put one weight on the back of the prop spinner. That's all it took to get the engine almost as smooth as it can actually register. I was really impressed.
And that's the main advantage. It's much smoother, and in that case, it kind of makes it quieter maybe a little too, or no?
A little, but you got to remember the vibration. Any vibration like that's going to eventually cause fatigue and damage to the plane. So the smoother you can make that four-cylinder engine, the better it is for longevity.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you don't want your plane shaking apart. I guess in a sense, that's what it's doing. On a little, very slow type of
2,700 times a minute. We just want to reduce the intensity of that.
Right. But the main thing is making it smoother. And so you did notice a little bit of a vibration in your plane. You're like, huh, something doesn't seem right. And is that what led to you like inspecting the prop a little closer, or did you just kind of stumble across it when you were, you know, running around inspecting the plane there, RV Tom? What do you think?
Now, when I was working my way around the airplane during the conditional, I looked at the prop, the front and the back of it, and everything. I had the cowlings off, and it's just in the corner of my eye. I caught, like, well, look at a little nick in there. I ran my finger down and said, oh, that's a sharp little nick right there.
Yeah. So then, and you're like, oh, crap, I cleaned it up. But so you didn't really know that was the problem, but you had noticed something was acting a little, seemed a little, you know, you were picking up a little vibration that you didn't expect before you did this process. Is that it? Or you just kind of got used to it?
I think I got used to it. Once I noticed the nickel, and then when I start the engine up, we did the plugs and everything and just the time. And that's why I said, I felt a little bit of vibration. Maybe now that I was kind of aware of it, where before, I maybe just overlooked until I was just the airplane. But now I noticed the nick in there. I said, this is why this little vibration, I just kind of feel it on the top of the instrument panel, like a little subtle wiggle back and forth. So I'll get the prop balanced on Saturday, and then I will be ready to fly.
Right. And that does make the plane overall more efficient as well, doesn't it, Dennis? I mean, it's not just the vibration, but, it's more efficient. And in theory, it could translate into better fuel burn and all that kind of stuff, right?
Every little bit helps.
All right. That's good to know. And look, we're going to try to connect with Gene Conrad from Sun & Fun next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.